Last week I had the pleasure of cruising the Rhone on a river cruise and I promised to share with you my experience. River cruising is a unique experience that stands in stark contrast to ocean cruising. Unlike the colossal ocean liners, which can have over a dozen decks and host thousands of passengers, river cruise ships are more intimate, with typically three decks and hosting between 100 to 200 guests. This smaller scale offers distinct advantages. For example, I cherish the convenience of being able to move swiftly from my cabin to the top deck, dining area, or even ashore, a far cry from the sprawling mega ships where even a quick trip back to the room can feel like a major expedition. The increasing size of ocean liners can overwhelm some passengers with long lines, brief port visits, and extensive days at sea, making it difficult to connect with visited places. There is something for everyone, and I know that many people do love the huge ships for all the amenities, shows, entertainment and more, but for me, I love the rivers. Traveling right through the middle of ancient towns. No big waves, no lines, fewer people and step off right into a town or village. Moreover, river cruising is not just for an older demographic. It's a fantastic choice for anyone who values cultural immersion and a relaxed pace of travel. We arrived in the gorgeous town of Avignon the night before the cruise and loved shopping in the little boutiques along the winding cobbled streets. We ate at a local restaurant from the inexpensive prefix menu and loved every bite. Next day we were collected from our hotel and taken to the cruise ship. The voyage, for me, began the moment I stepped onto the riverside Revel. I was greeted with a flute of sparkling Tattinger champagne they had me at, hello, an indication of the opulence that lay ahead. My cabin was a sanctuary of comfort, featuring a plush river-facing bed and a charming Juliet balcony from which the river seemed to beckon. The room's sophisticated decor and thoughtful amenities promised a stay of ultimate relaxation and privacy. I do love a nice bed and always ask for high thread count bedding for my birthday, so I was very pleased with the lovely bedding they used. There was something magical about sitting on the bed, balcony open, with my laptop, feeling the breeze and watching the world sail by. The comfort of my bed made quiet mornings delightful, room service breakfast delivered by our butler, and the spoiling didn't end there. The top deck became my favorite afternoon haven. Imagine a sophisticated outdoor lounge, stylish and inviting, perfect for enjoying a drink under the vast blue sky or simply basking in the gentle river breeze. A blissful retreat. We sat, we chatted, we ate cheese plates and cocktails made with fresh herbs or freshly muddled fruit. Pure bliss. Dinner on board was nothing short of a culinary festival. Each meal, crafted by our superb chef and his team, consistently reached Michelin quality. I discovered later his training was in restaurants with Michelin stars, so it made perfect sense. This is a new river cruise company, but if the food is this great right out of the gate, book soon as these prices will be rising, I am sure of it. The food was a celebration of local flavors and a testament to the regions we traversed. The dishes were not only delicious but also narratives of their origins, creating a dining experience that was as educational as it was gastronomic. Every single meal was eagerly awaited and like a treat. Truffle hunting in Viviers. One of the stops was the small town with old-world charm of Viviers. Here we experienced the truffle hunt. Guided by a local expert and an enthusiastic truffle dog, we embarked on a hunt that was both adventurous and educational. Finding these hidden gems of the culinary world and then tasting them was an unforgettable experience that connected us to the land and its traditions. We tasted wine, local lavender honey, and it was a wonderful experience. Tournon. In Tournon, the romance of the Rhone continued with its beautiful vineyards and the historic Château de Tournon. Walking through its medieval streets felt like stepping back in time, with every corner revealing stories of the past. The town's quiet charm was a gentle reminder of France's rich history and enduring beauty. On the day we arrived, we spotted the white tents. Yes, that signal that a farmer's or craft market was near, and I love to explore these. We made a beeline and were not disappointed. Even live music in the streets, magical. Lyon, the culinary heart of France. Known as the culinary capital of France, Lyon promised a day steeped in gastronomic delight. I have owned 3 restaurants in my life and even cooked for royalty on 2 occasions, so for me I knew this would be a highlight. We started our exploration along the banks of the Saone River, where markets brimmed with local produce and artisanal goods. The vibrant colors, the bustling sounds of merchants, and the aroma of fresh pastries filled the air, making it a feast for the senses even before the first bite. Our main culinary destination was Les Halles de Lyon, the famed indoor food market that has been the heart of Lyon's food scene. Walking through Les Halles was like wandering through a temple dedicated to French gastronomy. From the finest cheeses and wines to fresh oysters and sausages, every stall offered something tempting. It was a true feast for the senses, with tastings that turned the visit into a delightful exploration of flavors. I indulged in some local specialties, each bite a testament to why Lyon holds such a revered spot in the world of culinary arts. Reflecting on this journey, the true essence of the Riverside Revel's luxury cruise was its ability to blend the comforts of modern luxury with the enchanting allure of French culture and history. From lounging on the deck beneath the open sky to delving into the heart of French heritage and culinary traditions, every moment was crafted to offer both relaxation and enrichment. As a river cruise company, Riverside Cruises is the new kid in town, and on the run, from my experience, they do have a few kinks to iron out to be the best, but in my opinion they have every chance of getting there. Understandably, they have already won several awards for their food on ships navigating other rivers, making this a company to book with right now. Run, don't walk, because pretty soon when they have everything perfect the prices will reflect this. The price available now with the inclusions offered are exceptional. If you are a foodie, then this is your cruise company. River cruising remains one of my favorite way to travel, and this experience is one I will treasure. If you would like more information, a quote as well as an exclusive onboard credit, please let me know and I will be happy to provide this. I am putting together a group for later in the year too, so stay tuned for that. As we approach the end of Earth Month, next week's column will delve into the fascinating world of sustainable travel, spotlighting extraordinary destinations where conservation and eco-friendliness are at the forefront. Discover places like the Jean-Michel Cousteau Resort, Fiji, renowned for its commitment to preserving marine life. I'll share why these locations are not only breathtaking but also pioneers in ecological preservation. Join me as we explore more such destinations, learning how they contribute to a healthier planet while still providing unforgettable experiences. Tune in next week. You won't want to miss these inspiring travel stories. Please follow my journey on my Instagram or Facebook or even TikTok. Hop over to the website to see my upcoming trips at lorrainesimpson.com.